WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight. Who wants to walk with Elias? Yeah.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Because when the hounds come down to this ring, you got two choices. You get out of our yard, or we beat your ass.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Now we have some spirit. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Raw Post Show live across the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming on TuneIn Radio. Search Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented, as always, by Garrick.net and MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. I am Sir Rockin', joined on the Raw Post Show by Lindsay Ward.
Hello! It's Monday night! We are post-Extreme Rules, and we had some interesting things occur on the show, maybe, kind of, sort of.
There were a few. There were a few. And to me, the standouts to me were the women on
yes.
the show. The two interesting angles on it were the women. We came into the Bayley theme because she was part of one of the big stories of the night, at least to us, while watching the show. So Kurt Angle told Bayley backstage that if her and Sasha can't get along tonight, then one of them would be traded to SmackDown. That on one hand is like, there's a lot of people feuding and they don't get along, so why shouldn't you just trade half your roster because they're just feuding with each other? But that's beside the point. I digress. So he books a match, Bayley and Sasha versus Alicia Fox and Dana Brooke. Yes, both still exist on Monday Night Raw. They knew how to wrestle. They had a match. It ended in a double countout as Bayley was getting beat up on. Sasha had enough and she just beat on both Dana Brooke and Alicia Fox to the point where Dana grabbed Sasha by the hair and Sasha was like, had a big old nope and flung her right off the side of the apron.
Do not grab Sasha Banks by her roots. It's not going to go well.
Not going to go well. And then, so she storms off and Bayley's all confused and what have you. And then they're backstage and Bayley wants to confronting Sasha about it. Sasha was trying to leave. And Sasha's like, you know, I don't like talking about my feelings. You know, all this. I love that you're a good person. I love this about this. And you're really good about that. And all that fun stuff. And it's basically, she reveals she loves her.
Knew it. Now kiss. That's all I gotta say. Like, it was a cute moment. And Bayley didn't know how to take it. But it's okay. So Sasha loves Bayley.
For being a really good person.
Platonically, for being a good person. For being her. She loves Bayley for who she is, essentially, is what this was. And I think Sasha's even a little envious of Bayley and the fact that, you know, all the little girls look up to Bayley and, you know, everybody wants to hug Bayley. Everybody wants to hang around Bayley. She's everybody's friend. And Sasha isn't. I think Bayley is a lot of what Sasha really wants to be, but because she is the way she is, she can't necessarily be that way. Mm-hmm. So that's where I believe the animosity is coming from.
Right. So, yeah. That's pretty much where that goes. I mean, we're getting to a resolution, possibly. Maybe one of them gets moved off the brand. Maybe they actually do have a big match at SummerSlam.
I feel like it's almost one of them does need to go. And you almost do a loser leaves Raw match where the loser goes to SmackDown and somebody comes over to Raw, or they bring somebody up from NXT to fill the place.
Maybe. I don't know. It feels, at this point, like, if they're feuding to get one of them to get off of Raw, it feels like you're treating SmackDown, I know, shocking, like a second rate company portion of the show, whatever, however you want it, it's a secondary brand, but it's like, I wouldn't do it in that way. I would just let them, like, settle their issues, get in the ring, settle their issues one-on-one, and then go for it. In fact, to me, what this should lead to is bringing in the tag team titles. Which they're not going to do, but this would be the perfect opportunity. You get those belts on Sasha and Bayley, and they finally work out their issues, and they become this great tag team. I was listening to Sasha Banks with Tyler Breeze on his Twitch channel earlier, and it was like from a week ago. It's like she's all for bringing in tag titles because they do tag matches all the time, which they do. Like there's tag matches every week on Raw and SmackDown with the women. So it's like having them have tag team titles would just add something to it. I think it would be the perfect opportunity to bring it in for this feud between the two of them. And you let them work out their problems that way and become this really great tag team. You know?
Oh, I agree. I completely agree.
So there was that. That was the first women's segment on the show. That was really good. Speaking of the women, Ember Moon and Sarah Logan battled. Solid matchup that saw Sarah Logan get her first win on Monday Night Raw over Ember Moon.
This is going to sound really wrong, but I feel like everybody wants to ride Sarah Logan. She gives really good piggyback rides, apparently. Like, she's carrying Liv Morgan around, and Ember kind of looked at him when they came out, and she's like, huh, that looks like a lot of fun. I want to do that. Can I do that?
I'm glad you added the second part to that statement, just...
Well, I could have just left it, because I think the first part is still true. But she's taken, so...
She is taken. Now, I mentioned the other big women's angle in the show was Alexa Bliss and Mickey James come into the ring, and Alexa Bliss is talking about how she kept her title, how she defeated the bully, and she outsmarted Nia Jax, and that part of it is all said and done. She's beating every single woman in the entire locker room, and then it's like, people are starting to yell for Ronda, and Bliss says, she doesn't matter because Ronda's not here, Ronda's suspended, and she should be suspended definitely for what she did last night. And then a fan showed up. Yes, a fan walked into the show really, really late, and the crowd excited to see this fan. That fan was Ronda Rousey! And Bliss was like, good night, see ya, bye. And she starts heading up the ramp, and then Ronda cuts her off. And then Ronda goes on attack. She goes after Mickey James and lays her out in the ring. Boy, she laid her out. She flipped her over, went for the arm. Like, she was roughhousing with her. She whipped her over, went for the arm. Alexa Bliss pulled her away. There were officials out there. They were getting on the back. They were trying to keep apart. And then Ronda just charges through everyone. Like, she charged through all the officials to get to Alexa Bliss and tackles them down. She drags Alexa to the ring, throws her in the ring, tosses her over like she's nothing. Goes for the armbar, but gets pulled out. As Kurt Angle then comes out and basically tells her that she needs to go home. She's suspended for one more. She's still suspended. She has a couple more days left. She should just go. Get out of here. Go. And well, things were not sitting too kindly with Baron Corbin, who came out and said she needs to be reprimanded for her actions. And it's like, okay, fine. She's suspended one more week. And then Baron's like, no, you need to put your foot down and do your job. And like, no. Corbin's like, you know, only a week. She should be gone for good. I'm going to call Stephanie. But Corbin couldn't find his phone. He's like, where's my phone? And then Corbin's like, I left it backstage. So he goes and gets to his phone. Angle apparently had his phone. Angle told Rousey that you can get a title match with Alexa Bliss at SummerSlam. But if she does anything like this again, the title match is gone. So she got what she wanted. She gets Alexa Bliss in the title match at SummerSlam.
Alexa was not happy about this. Ronda was very happy about this. This, in my opinion, was really well done. It was very effective. The only thing I really did not care for in this match was Ronda's hair. What the actual hell was going on the top of her head?
What was that? It's her UFC braids.
No.
Yeah.
No. That, I'm sorry. That looked like a really bad comb over. That, please... y'all tried something. I don't think it was very successful. Please don't do it ever again. Okay? Just, she kind of looked like a Charles Schultz. character there for a minute. So, yeah, just don't do the thing. But I thought this was really effective, and I feel like everybody that, like, is jumping on her dick about this just needs to chill. Because honestly, what, Roman was suspended last year, or earlier this year, or something. Roman was suspended recently, and he showed up every week, and y'all were fine with it. But Rhonda's been gone since they suspended her. She's done, I think, one backstage interview, and then she showed up live last night at SummerSlam, and the rest of the time she has been off TV.
She was gone for 28 days.
She's been gone for 28 days, guys. Except for her house show obligations, which are, in quotations, contractual. So they've actually pretty much enforced the suspension on TV. I mean, what more do you want? She shows up 3 days early and she attacks Alexa Bliss.
Then people would complain, oh my god, they're rushing this angle, like, 2 weeks before SummerSlam. Oh my god.
Like, here's the thing. Is the title match earned? No, the title match is not earned. I do agree with that. But here's the justification for it. She was challenged by Nia Jax. Fairly challenged by Nia Jax, I might add. She got screwed in that match. Logic dictates that she gets another match because Nia got hers against Alexa, so now Rhonda should get her rematch against Alexa because Alexa screwed them both.
Yeah, she's still the number one contender. She got screwed out of her match. She should get another title shot. Everyone else gets title shots for no apparent reason. Rhonda has earned the shot. Because guess what? There's no one else to give the shot to. Do you want to go back to Sasha Banks? I don't hear people clamoring for that right now. Do you want to go Bayley and Alexa Bliss again? Who's next? Nia Jax? We just seen that feud for 3 months. Who's next?
Mickey?
She's a lackey at this point. Who else?
Alicia Fox?
Exactly. You want Alicia
Fox? Dana Brooke?
You want Alicia Fox, Dana Brooke? I'm just saying. We did Natty last year all in the title picture. Like, there really isn't another, you got Ronda and that's it. That's what you got. And then once you put it on Ronda, now you have a whole boatload of challengers for Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Fresh matchups for her.
Yeah, so it's just
like,
saying.
Don't complain. Like, the Riot Squad will get their chance, and, like, Ember Moon will get her chance. Down the line, it's not their time yet.
Here's the thing. Ronda Rousey is the biggest name in that division. They are heading into the biggest pay-per-view in the summer.
Hold on. You're wrong. She's the biggest name on the show.
When Brock Lesnar isn't there. Which,
she's the biggest name on the show.
But yeah. No, I agree with that, and subsequently she should be in the main event slot, the picture, all of that. She should be the name that they have out there, and it's like, guess what? When they put that title on her, that's going to bring a lot of recognition to it.
Yeah, she's going to be the face of the company.
She's going to be the face of the company, and that's just how it is.
Simple as that.
So it's like, I get people don't like her, and if you don't like her, that's your personal thing. I don't have a problem with her either way. I don't know her, so I'm not going to make that judgment on her personally. But in terms of the company, she's doing a lot of really big things for WWE in terms of name recognition, in terms of star power. She's bringing a lot of attention. She's bringing a lot of positive press to the company. And she's bringing money into the company. So they are going to push her to the absolute moon. Because that, honestly, that's probably what was agreed to when she signed. You're going to go down to NXT for 2 years and then you're going to screw around at NXT and then you're going to come back up. No. This is what we're going to do. You're going to come right to the main roster and we're going to work with you while you're on the main roster to get you to where you need to be.
She trained for a year on up behind, you know, closed doors with certain people, and now she's ready to go.
So yeah. So I liked this segment. I thought it was very well done, very well executed, very entertaining, and Alexa and Rhonda should be really fun.
And Rhonda's really working because Alexa's so good.
Yeah. Alexa's the top heel in the division, and you need the top heel to go against the top babyface. That's just how that works. Alexa got put back into this situation because Nia is not a heel. She's technically a babyface, and they tried to make her into a heel, and that didn't work. They basically had her try to be Alexa Bliss without putting Alexa in that feud, and it didn't pan out the way that they wanted to, so they bit the bullet and they put Alexa back into the picture.
Other things that happened on this program, the AOP beat the Titus Worldwide.
No shock, but they're back.
The B Team defeated the Ascension.
Little shock, but go B Team. Congratulations on your victory. I'm so happy.
And the leaders of the world said they're coming next week for what is theirs.
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to say this right now, and it'll probably get repeated on Thursday. So if you hear it again on Thursday, just act surprised. Bray, you have no right to be pissed. No right. You legit whored your way into a fight with Bo because you humped his best friend in the middle of the ring in that match and taunted him. They beat you fair and square. Chill. Matt, you chill too. He wasn't as whorish, but like, legit. Bray, we'll talk about it more on Thursday, but oh my god, Bray, what the hell? You need to go to church for what you did last night. Jesus.
Dolph Ziggler talked about how he's new now the Iron Man in WWE after beating Seth Rollins in the Iron Man match. Ziggler said he respects what Rollins did to help make the title what it is today, but he's no Dolph Ziggler. He beat him 5 times last night, and then Bobby Roode came out and wants a title shot. Ziggler's like, yeah, sure, we can have a match. And everyone thought, oh, it's for the title, but no, it's not for the title. It was a non-title match, Dolph Ziggler versus Bobby Roode. Solid matchup. We've seen it before, and Dolph Ziggler won.
Yeah, I mean, it was fine. I didn't like what happened to Bobby Roode afterwards, but yeah, this was fine.
Speaking of afterwards, backstage, Mojo approaches, goes, all right, and you're supposed to be glorious. Please, not a Mojo Bobby Roode feud.
Please don't do that to us. Please don't. That's just rude.
Speaking of Mojo, he beat Tyler Breeze.
Poor Tyler.
At least he got on TV.
This is true.
Braun Strowman said that it was asked if he had any regrets for what he did to Owens. Strowman said he regretted not having the opportunity to congratulate Owens on his win. She asked him why he didn't make a play to face Brock Lesnar. Because I have this, the briefcase. No matter who wins one of those matches tonight or who wins at SummerSlam, I have a contract for the Universal title opportunity anytime, anyplace.
There you go.
There you go on that one. The main other story of this night circled around the Universal Championship and Brock Lesnar. As we saw on the pay-per-view, Brock Lesnar was given an ultimatum. Come to an agreement for the championship opportunity. Show up on Raw, or you'll be stripped of the Universal Championship. Kurt Angle didn't hear anything from Brock Lesnar or his representatives, except for Heyman was tweeting on Twitter, but I guess he's not a representative, he's just the advocate. But Angle said he's now stripping Brock Lesnar of the championship, and then ladies and gentlemen, Paul Heyman tried to introduce himself. Angle was like, we already know who you represent, and he said if Lesnar doesn't come out right now, then Heyman's just wasting time. And Heyman did his speech, his shield, like, here it comes, Brock Lesnar, but Brock Lesnar is not here. Angle was about to do the strip again of the title, but Heyman's like, no. Heyman said, Angle and the fans have this misconception that Lesnar doesn't care about being the Universal Champion and cares more about winning the UFC Heavyweight Championship. But it's like, no, he wants to do both. He wants to do both. He wants to be the Universal Champ, represent WWE, and when he wins the Universal Championship. There are points throughout this segment where the fans were chanting, strip the title.
Yeah, I think everybody's a little over all of this. And granted, they played this absolutely perfectly, but yeah, I think everybody's kind of at the same point with Brock, that it's like, strip the title, bring it back, or bring him back. We don't care which, but we're tired of this.
So Kurt basically says Lesnar has one last chance, and it's like, oh, we should say Paul Heyman mentioned that he wants to be a two-sport champion just like Kurt Angle, because Kurt Angle won the WWE title and the Olympic gold medal at the same time. He had the gold medal strapped around his neck. If that's his goal, well, he has to defend the championship at SummerSlam where he's no longer champion. And Heyman's like, all right, fine. My client, Brock Lesnar, will defend the Universal title at SummerSlam. Then said, thank the fans and congratulate him for having their voices heard. They got what they wanted. More Brock Lesnar. Fans were booing. Heyman said that the only thing left is to find out who will be beaten, victimized, and conquered. Out came Bobby Lashley, said he came back to WWE for two things, to beat Roman Reigns, and now to beat Brock Lesnar and win the Universal title. Drew McIntyre came out. He didn't come back to just be a number on the roster, or just to stand in Dolph's corner. He said phase one was putting the Intercontinental title around Dolph Ziggler's ways, and now it's time for phase two, to become the Universal Champion. Then Seth Rollins comes down, not over. Far from it, least over guy on the roster. Or the exact opposite. Rollins said he wants a championship shot. Elias comes out. His album drops on July 23rd, and he wants to ride that success in the SummerSlam and face Brock Lesnar. Finn Balor, the first ever undisputed Universal Champion, wants a shot. And then Roman Reigns said he had no excuses for losing to Bobby Lashley and doesn't even care about Brock Lesnar, but he just wants to fight someone tonight. You've been clamoring for Brock Lesnar for 6 months and now you don't care? Okay, that's gonna sell it. Angle announced that there would be 2 triple threat matches tonight on Monday Night Raw with the winners going on to face each other next week, and that winner will then fight Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam. So we have Elias versus Seth Rollins versus Bobby Lashley in the main event, and Drew McIntyre, Finn Balor, and Roman Reigns to kick off the show. Before we get into this match's thoughts overall, you're muted.
I'm muted. There we go. Okay. I had thoughts. I had to compose myself for a second. I thought this segment overall was really good. It was really well played. Very nicely done between Angle and Heyman, where Angle's like, I'm tired of it. tired of it. I'm over it. I'm done. He's stripped. He's not here. And Heyman's like, whoa, 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 wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. You know, hold on here a second. And so you get the title match out of Heyman basically by putting him over a barrel where it's, look, either do it or he loses the title. And it's like, which is Brock Lesnar going to be more pissed about? Losing his title or having to do a match? So Heyman does the lesser of two evils and grants the match. The parade that followed, I have mixed feelings about.
Why is that?
Because there were people there that should not have been there.
Who?
And it's mainly the people that lost last night. And that would be Seth, and that would be Roman. And I'm going to call them both out on it, because they both lost last night. And beyond that, Roman's had, what, 3 title opportunities this year alone?
Yes.
He's lost all 3?
Well, he had 2 this year.
He had 2 this year?
Mm-hmm.
And he lost both of them?
Yes.
But in the last year, he's had 3.
Well, he's had more than 3 in the last year, but 2 this year.
Okay, fine. Whatever. Anyway, his last 2 title opportunities, he's lost. Most recently was Saudi Arabia. I just feel like it's like you're going back to that well, and no matter what, you're going to go back to that well of Roman Reigns. I deserve a title shot. And we're going to hit that thing that we so infrequently hit that we really should have made a thing, but we really didn't make a thing, which was, I'm actually the Universal Champion because my feet did not touch the ground first in Saudi Arabia. Like, that should have been a huge thing. It should have been a huge scandal. You should have had Roman all over everybody's shit for it. You didn't do it. You missed, I feel like, a huge opportunity with that story. But hindsight is still always 20/20. And I'm not in the room when they're writing this stuff. But to me, it's like the natural story was there and they didn't tell it. Whatever. So we've now had Roman kind of going back and forth, being very wishy-washy with the way that they're writing him. And he comes out and he's demanding the title shot. What have you done? Number one. Number two, the dude that you lost to is in this match. Bobby Lashley is in this match. He beat you fair and square at Extreme Rules. Roman, I feel shouldn't have been in the match, but it's whatever. Seth is the same way. Seth has been on a climb. Seth has been winning matches. Seth built up to an IC title shot. It was a 30-minute Ironman match. Seth lost. Seth didn't lose as fairly as what Roman did, but Seth still lost. And the person, or one of the people that technically Seth lost to, even though he wasn't in the match, was Drew McIntyre.
Who beat Seth last week.
Okay, all right, I guess you could throw him in there. I don't know. But and then Elias. I love Elias. Okay, don't get me wrong. Love Elias. What the hell was he doing there? Why are you going to throw him up against Brock Lesnar? He will die. Okay, we don't want that for him. We love him. Please don't hurt the Elias. But still, it's like, where has he been, number one? And number two, what has he done? Chirp, 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 chirp. So yeah. So I mean, it's the parade of people that followed. And I know you only have so many top stars on Raw. I know you have only so many people, and you're not going to bring out Braun Strowman to go, well, I have the money in the bank, so I'm going to go ahead and declare for Brock Lesnar. That's not how this is going to go. So you brought out everybody who feels they deserve a title shot, which, fair enough, everybody in that ring feels they deserved one, and it's your opinion whether they do or not. It's the writer's opinion whether they do or not, so we're all gonna probably disagree on this. But yeah, this just was like, I don't know about this. I think I was really okay with it until they brought Seth and Roman out, and then I was like,
So there were 2 triple threat matches. Both really good. Shock of shocks, Roman won his, and Bobby Lashley won his. So we're getting the Extreme Rules rematch next week on Monday Night Raw.
Yay.
Which Roman will probably win, and then get his opportunity. So 50-50 booking if they put Roman over.
I feel like Lashley's a better match. Lashley, I feel like, is the more intriguing match, because I don't think he and Brock have ever gone, have they?
Nope, they were never together at the same time in the company.
So, I mean, it's like you have a match you've never seen, you have skill sets that are extremely similar to each other, builds, strength, all of that. I feel like, you know, honestly, Bobby Lashley's a stronger match. I don't know if it's going to be a good build to it or not, but the match could be really good, or it could be really bad, depending on how you look at it. But to me, it's like, yeah, okay, you know, Roman and Brock, we've seen it before. It'll be fine. It'll be, you know, it'll be physical. They'll beat each other up. Somebody will bleed.
Fans won't care.
You know, I'm more intrigued by Brock and Bobby Lashley, honestly. Like, I was actually pretty okay with Bobby Lashley winning the match, because it was like, yeah, that's pretty expected, but at the same time, it's like, well, this could be fun. It's different. It's new. We haven't seen it before.
New and different. that's all you want. You want new and different.
You want new and different. You want new and different names. You want new and different, you know, matches. All of it. I mean, what would have been really cool, and this is just me, and y'all are gonna, like, roll your eyes at me when I say this, but would have been really cool is if you had Pete Dunne walk out and be like, hold up.
You don't want Pete getting murdered by Brock.
Oh, but it would be fun to watch.
It would be fun for 5 minutes.
Pete would bite the crap out of him for a while. Beat the crap out of him for a while. But yeah, that would be a fun match to watch. But I'm just saying, you have Pete Dunne show up and be like, hey, longest reigning UK champion. What is it, like 400 days and counting? Something ridiculous like that?
Close to it.
I mean, yeah. If anybody's got the cred to walk in and be like, yep, I want him, it's Pete Dunne. I mean, and having Pete Dunne lose to Brock is not what you want, but it would be a really entertaining match. Really super entertaining. But that's another one that we've never seen.
Yeah, it's all about seeing things we haven't seen, and you kind of want that from time to time.
You really do. So, I don't know if it's going to go to a singles match with Brock. I almost hope that they do some kind of triple threat or some kind of four-man, so that way it's like Brock wouldn't necessarily have to take the pin, and then that way you can keep him nice and strong for UFC if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I'd just have somebody pin the hell out of him. But yeah, it just, this whole thing was like, okay, all right, it's pretty expected, but it's fine. It just didn't, the thought of Bobby Lashley did something for me, but it's like, otherwise, it was just like, with the whole thing, meh. I mean, they tried some new and different things, and I applaud them for it, but ultimately it ended up the same. But that's me. That's all me.
And that's all the Raw Post Show.
Ding!
Thursday night, it's The Rack.
That's right, tune in. We are going to have news, notes, NXT, SmackDown, and we will be reviewing Extreme Rules, where we will get in-depth with the matches. We'll tell you who won, who lost, who hoarded up, all that fun stuff, along with your favorites, Tweet of the Week, all that good stuff. The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. Check out The Rack Extra Reviews, Total Bella Season 3, Episode 7. Now available, Episode 8, available on Wednesday, Saturday night, midnight editions, another edition of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We're doing inventions for the Greater Than Great Debate. You can go to greaterthangreatdebate.com, tweet at CB Radio Live, CBRadioLive.com. Sunday night, if there's stuff to talk about in the world of professional wrestling, Wrestle Talk Radio will be on the air at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, we'll be back for the Raw Post Show, 11-10 p.m. Eastern, at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, and follow and subscribe to our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTRLive.
You can follow me on Twitter, at LensWard, LNSWRD. Go to my website, psychboarddesigns.com.
Presented, as always, for the Raw Post Show is Gerwick.net and in MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay and Rock. We'll see you Thursday night for The Rack. And right back here next Monday for the Raw Post Show, 11-10 p.m. Eastern, across the airways of Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming always on TuneIn Radio at Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at WildTalkRadio.com. Never listen to criticism, I built my own from the bottom, I got myself in my own zone, never stopping, I made it and no, I ain't gone home.
WildTalkRadio.com.